اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program, and I'm really glad to be with you as always.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic segments. At first, we are going to talk about a famous Quran reciter, and then we are going to listen to a recitation by that famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we're going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Sha'ban Abdul Aziz Sayyad. He was an Egyptian reciter who was born in 1940. His father, Abdul Aziz Ismail Ahmad al-Sayyad, was a prominent reciter too. At age of 7, Sha'ban Abdul Aziz Sayyad managed to memorize the Noble Quran completely. And at the age of 12, he was invited to Quranic gatherings to recite the Noble Quran. His style of recitation was greatly influenced by Sheikh Muhammad Rifat, Sheikh Muhammad Salama, and Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. In 1966, he graduated from Al-Azhar University in the field of Principles of Religion. In 1957, when he was 35 years old, he managed to pass the exam to enter Egyptian radio as a reciter and then became global. He traveled to many countries, including Islamic Republic of Iran, Kuwait, Emirates, Jordan, Syria, Iraq, Indonesia, United Kingdom, France, and the United States. He knew Mahmoud Ali al-Banna, Abul Aynain Shu'ai Shah, and Mustafa Ismail as his main encouragers. He passed away in 1998 at the age of 58. May Allah bless him. Now it's time to listen to the recitation of verse 36 of Surah At-Tawbah, recited by Sheikh Sha'ban Abdul Aziz Sayyad. Let's enjoy it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna 'iddata الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين صدق الله.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. And what you just listened to was recitation of Surah At-Tawbah, verse 36, recited by Sheikh Sha'ban Abdul Aziz Sayyad. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, this was a pretty long verse. And we had many rules of tajweed in this verse. For example, the first one is the noon, which is mushaddad in the word inna. Noon has a tashdeed here.
Yes.
And as a result, we have to apply ghunna to the noon. And in order to do that, we have to just hold the sound of noon for two vowel counts. It's a nasal
stop.
And the pause that we make when we're holding the sound of the noon, it's a nasal sound. In. We have to do it for two vowel counts. We have a rule of ikhfa of noon sakina in the phrase, actually in the word. We have a noon sakina which is followed by the letter
dal.
And so, as you know, dal is a letter of ikhfa, or the ma baqi, huruf al ma baqi, which means the letters that remain other than the letters of ilhar, idgham, and iqlab.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many letters, okay? We have dal, we have dal, we have saad, seen, Allah, ta, qaf, fa. So there are many letters, and you don't have to memorize them because you just have to memorize the other group of letters, the ilhar, idgham, and iqlab, which is just one letter.
And ma baqi itself means?
What remains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have tafkhim of the letter Ra. Sheikh Sha'ban Abdul Aziz Sayyad, he applies the tafkhim of Ra's very well with the tapping sound of the Ra. Aisha Ra, Ra, Ra. If you say Aisha Ra, Aisha Ra, we didn't hear the tapping sound of the Ra. And some reciters, they sometimes pronounce Ra without the tapping sound, which is incorrect. Aisha Ra.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Shahran, Ran. Again, the Ra has tafkhim. So we have to pronounce the Ra with thickness. Okay?
Yes.
The tongue is upward when pronouncing ra.
Ra, the body of the tongue.
Mouth is full. Mm-hmm. Yes. As opposed to tarqiq, whenever ra is pronounced with tarqiq, the tongue is downward. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's inclined downward, not upward.
And this is why we say that the mouth is empty when
you pronounce. Yes, the mouth is empty ra. When pronouncing ra with tarqiq.
Yes, thinness.
Okay, we have another ikhfa in the phrase shahran fi. Shahran fi. We have to approximate the place of articulation of fa this time. In the previous one, we had to actually approximate the place of articulation of dal.
Mm-hmm.
Here we have to approximate the place of articulation of fa.
Another letter of ikhfa.
Yes, shahran fi. And we have to make the nasal sound for two vowel counts at the same time that we're keeping the upper front teeth close to the lower lip, which is the place of articulation of fa. We have to make the nasal sound for two vowel counts. Al-arl. We have a ra again with tafkhim because the ra sakina is preceded by a letter with a fatha. Minha arba'atun. Here we have matul munfasil.
Disjunct mat.
Disjunct lengthening, yes. And Sheikh Sha'ban Abdulaziz Sayyad lengthens this mat to four vowel counts, or we could say five vowel counts. More than two vowel counts. He doesn't do qasr of matul munfasil. Okay, then we have the word tawlimu. The wa has to be pronounced with tafkhim at the second lowest level. The first level, the highest level, is whenever you have an aliful mad.
Yes.
Walimin. Okay. Whenever you have a fatha, it's the second highest level. Walamu.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you have a lamma or wawul mad,
it's moderate.
Yes. For example, in the word zulimu, Zulimu, the wa has moderate, the third level of tafkhim. And whenever we have a sukun like here, we have the second lowest level. And finally, whenever we have a kaswa, we would have the lowest. For example, awleem, we have the lowest level of tafkhim, awleem.
It's interesting that for kasra or ya'ul mad, the level does not differ. But for fatha and alif ul mad,
yes,
we have different levels.
Yes, that's right. And finally, we have the word kafah. We have matul lazim. And we have to lengthen this to six vowel counts, just like Sheikh Sha'ban Abdulaziz Sayyad did. And also, we have a kind of nabr. Kafah. At the end, we have a kind of stress that's applied on the fa.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheikh Sha'ban Abdulaziz Sayyad did that. He didn't say kafah, kafah. We have a kind of stress on the fa. Of course, many reciters, they don't apply this stress, but I think it's more correct.
This is to convey the meaning?
No, it's not the meaning. It's to show the tashdeed.
Uh-huh.
For example, walallin. See, at the end, the pitch of my voice is raised a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the stress that we need. Walallin. Mm-hmm. We don't say walallin. So there's a difference.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad. And thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور
وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق